The other big news of the day, obviously, we just chatted live with Mark Zeno from Baghdad, the killing of Osama bin Laden by U.S. Navy SEALs in a place called Abbottabad, Pakistan, which is a compound in the northern part of Pakistan. Barack Obama went on TV last night, said they got a tip last August. They've been investigating, and then he gave them the go last week to make this move. And bin Laden's body has already been buried at sea. Saudi Arabia didn't want it back. Muslim tradition, bury it within 24 hours. Now, one of the things I said earlier is I'm glad there's no trial. I don't want to see this paraded around for 3, 4, 5 years and then dealing with the security issues of people, radical extremists, while this trial is going on. I think from our perspective, it's better that he's dead and gone.
Right. I thought Zeno had a great point when he talked about how they went in and they kicked the door in. And here's a guy who had eluded the U.S. guys for 10 years. And then all of a sudden, you know he had nightmares about this, about what was going to happen, how was it going to end. And then that brief time when those helicopters are descending upon that fortress or whatever you want to call it, they kicked the door in and these guys are coming in. And what's he saying? Like, it's here. This is my time. It's done. It's over. I mean, when Zeno was talking about that, I thought that was pretty fascinating. I thought that was great stuff of raw emotion. And what it is like to be a serviceman and say, we don't want to do the bombs. We want to take care of our own business. We want to go in, man on man, and ice this guy. That was fascinating.
410-583-1057. We can certainly talk about that this morning. It's on all the sports websites. The lead story is Osama bin Laden. Just remember, you know, remember that first NFL game when they came back. Now, you were like me. You cover, you know, this brings me back to, and I don't know how you felt about this. This brings me back to 2001 when it happened on a Tuesday. It was an NFL day off, which for us in the business means a little bit less work than the normal. Is kind of the one day where we don't necessarily go out to the Ravens complex. It's an NFL day off. And then later in the week, we had to go out there. I remember going out there. Fox 45 said, go out there, get the Ravens' reaction to whether or not they want to play football. You were probably there the day we were interviewing the guys. And Billick said, we want to play. We don't want to give in. Some guys said, we don't want to play. Others said, we do. And I remember when they decided to postpone that weekend's games, and my news director at the time wanted me to do a report on that. And I said, no way. So there's no way that I'm taking up a... This is a mention in the newscast. I would be humiliated to go on the air today and take up any airtime discussing that games have been postponed. You can mention that in 10 seconds. Because I wasn't a sportscaster at that point anymore. I was a crushed American.
You're right. I remember when you first heard it, and they wanted you to go and, and go talk to these guys. And I told them, leave me alone. Mm-hmm. I just went home because that's not something. Who cares about football? Who cares about sports at that time? You know, where you went was to find your kids. And, you know, because your kids were in school. And what was going on? Because you didn't know. You just kept hearing about and seeing these planes and this film on TV. And then you're wondering about your kids. Probably the best thing is when you go to NFL games and you hear the national anthem, we have a tendency to just turn it off. You know, we don't give it its proper respect. But I think after 9/11, when I went to watch my son play a football game, I mean, and they played the national anthem, it was one of the few times that everyone actually froze and paid attention. And I mean, people started crying at a recreation game because of the impact that had. And then you're talking 10 or 11 years later. And I thought it was great to have Zeno on here. I thought that was important to get his perspective because that's different than the way we see it because here. But here's
his life has been impacted. He's serving our country in Baghdad,
right,
a place
there.
That could be, right. Let's face it, today, who knows what's going to happen in some of these places. Now, I have no idea of knowing whether or not Al-Qaeda, we all know that bin Laden wasn't the only guy that was stirring the drink.
Right.
So there are other people there. Whether or not there's an immediate response, it's typically not their custom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've been waiting and waiting and waiting for years. As Ed Norris always tells us, they strike big. So who knows what happens. But, yeah, those games, you know, the press box people were more respectful in the press box of the national anthem.
They froze. You know, there's no one's using their cell phones. No one's cracking jokes. People actually paid attention and said, "Now this is a little deeper than that." And remember the game? I'm trying to remember which game they were playing when they actually started bombing in Afghanistan. And it was like halftime. Man, and people started standing up and it got standing ovation at the game. I mean, that's all fascinating stuff where people can put aside the sports issue and just say, it really is sports. And then there's life and death. That's the great thing about most of us is that we can do that. There's a time to sit back and kind of take it in stride, games, and then there's a time to really put it in perspective and say, this is life and death. Let's ignore the games.
And I've had people say to me in the past, why do we make such a big deal around sports? And I've said, because sports is the only entity in our country where people congregate to this level. People that aren't sports fans talk about the national anthem and why is it such a blown up deal with sports. I said, because it's the only place in America where 60 or 70,000 people are together at once.
You're right.
What else is there? They're not at a show. They're not at a movie. They're generally not at a concert, but that's a very rare event. It's because that's what brings people together where they can bond.
Right.
Sports.
And you can escape reality. There's that 3.5-hour, 4-hour time frame where everything is bugging you, regardless of if it's job, family issues, health issues. When you're at that game, you can just push everything out for that time. Just escape reality. And that's a great thing to have. And sometimes, Steve, as sports writers and media guys, we don't understand that because it's their jobs. And we see it a little bit differently than a lot of other people.
Or jaded.
Yeah. But for the most part, for the average fan, that's their escape from reality.